This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things Podcast, where we run down the most insane things that happened this week. It's insane that I can do this every week because we only cover things that are big and in our time unprecedented. So, like I said, it's nuts that I can do this every week, but it shows the times we're living in. And this one is unprecedented. It's insane thing number six, judicial lawfare. Folks, I think these judges that are enjoining Trump are playing with fire. Because if you go back to January, just a year ago, in January, Trump was near an all-time low in Rasmussen's polling, which I believe. And Democrats managed to reinflate him in a way he never could have done on his own by making him face 700 years in front of crooked, clearly liberal judges. So what will this do? Are they overplaying their hand again? Because as of this week, there have been, since Trump took office in this term, 129 injunctions, freezes, and pauses. Essentially, they're stopping him from doing everything he's doing. They're basically denying him a presidency. Folks, if this is allowed to stand, there will never be another real GOP presidency. Every day, the president will wake up, will do something, and then a liberal judge, one of the circuit court ones, there's over 700 of those, will simply say, no. To show you how unprecedented this is, in his first term, again, here are the numbers. In his first term, they lobbed 64 of these at him. That's more than all 44 presidents before him since the founding combined. But it turns out they were just getting started. They've done 129 of these in this term since he took office. And it's accelerating. For comparison, George Bush, both terms, had 6. Obama had 12. Again, Trump had 64 just in his first term. Trump had 15 in February alone. And it's accelerating. Some of the more absurd ones this week, this USAID one is insane. Normally, in the past, when a judge has enjoined a president, said, no, you can't do that, that's unconstitutional, they've issued a 100-120-page ruling, pretty standard, because you want it to survive appeals. These judges are throwing out one-page rulings where they're not even bothering to Google to learn much about what they're ruling on. Let me give an example of what I'm talking about. This USAID ruling. The judge actually wrote in his, get this, half a page ruling. He didn't even go full page. That Trump abolishing the USAID department, firing everybody basically, quote, likely violated the United States Constitution in multiple ways. Well, which ways? I mean, normally the judge will at least cite the section of the Constitution. No, he didn't. Just wrote likely violated the United States Constitution in multiple ways. Well, what's the problem here? The basis for most of these and these judges' rule is that, well, you know, guy, Trump just can't go do that unilaterally. You know, Congress has to approve it. Well, that's what he wrote here. He says they deprive the public's elected representatives in Congress of their constitutional authority to decide whether, when, and how to close down an agency created by Congress, USAID. Except one problem. Congress didn't create USAID, you moron. It was created by executive order of JFK. Folks, I know that because that has even been in most of the mainstream media's stories. When they explain, that's how Trump can shut it down with an executive order. Congress didn't create it. Folks, this moron, what is this moron's name? Theodore Chang, C-H-U-A-N-G, appointed by Barack Obama. This moron didn't even bother to read standard mainstream media coverage of this. He didn't even realize his only given basis for reinflating USAID. By the way, he says Trump's got to let the these liberal lunatic Marxists who ran it back in the building. He's got to give them access to their computers. He's got to pay them. This guy didn't even have a basic working knowledge of it. And here's the thing. His only reason given is that it deprived Congress of its authority to decide when and where it shut down. Well, he's friggin' wrong. And he could have figured that out with a Google search, folks. This is a joke, okay? This judge knows nothing about what he ruled. He probably didn't even write this. This is the wheels coming off the justice system. And here's what they'll do. These judges will hold on to these cases. They will set the calendar. It will go so slow until this is not ruled on until the last year of Trump's presidency. He'll probably win it. But by then, yeah, guess what? USAID survives. And in the meantime, I mean, folks, these USAID guys, they're the ones who gave $3.4 billion, with a beat, $3.4 billion, most of it in cash, $40 million a pop shipment to the Taliban. They will have funded all of our enemies, like they funded Al-Qaeda in Syria and Hamas. They sent them $2 billion, undermining Trump's foreign policy as he attempts to conduct it. Do you see what they're doing here? I mean, just this week alone, another judge she actually cited the play Hamilton, which has transgender themes. Another liberal judge said, no, Trump can't bar transgender individuals from the military. Yet another liberal judge said, no, Trump can't segregate our federal prisons by gender. He runs the federal prisons. He's the chief executive. And that judge actually ordered biologically intact males back into the women's prison. Yet another judge, Tanya Chutkin, froze the gold bars. You remember the gold bars the Democrats threw off the boat? Sent $2 billion of those gold bars to Stacey Abrams. Yeah. And Lee Zeldin, administrator of the EPA, tried to claw it back. Yep. Federal judge freezes the money in an attempt to make sure, I guess, it goes to the Democrat donors in those nonprofits that the money was sent to. Folks, everything he's doing now is being frozen and blocked and injuncted, including the most insane of them all this week, the one everybody saw. Violent Trende Aragua criminals sent to El Salvador. The judge ordering Donald Trump, telling him he cannot use the Alien Enemies Act, ordering Donald Trump to turn the plane around. Yeah, well, they'd already gotten it to El Salvador, and Trump essentially defied the guy. He's still really, really pissed and ordering the Trump administration to turn over all kinds of timelines about, you know, when, where the plane was, when the order was given, because these Democrats, man, they want their terrorists back. And folks, Trump has labeled them terrorists because they are. They've conquered territory, taken buildings over from El Paso to Aurora, Colorado. Here's Pam Bondi on that, our attorney general.
This judge has no right to ask those questions. You have one unelected federal judge trying to control foreign policies, trying to control the Alien Enemies Act, which they have no business presiding over. And there are 261 reasons why Americans are safer now. That's because those people are out of this country.
Which brings us to insane thing number five. Okay, but with over 600,000 illegal immigrants with criminal convictions in the United States of America, or who are gang members who have criminal convictions in their own country that we need to deport, how's the next plane going to fly out if liberal judges won't let us send them to El Salvador? Folks, you got to understand with Tren de Aragua, and Trump is right on this, he can't just send them back to Venezuela. It's too risky that they'll come back. That's how dangerous these people are. He's got to confine them somewhere the Democrats can't get to them. So that's why he's even skipping Gitmo here, and he's sending them to El Salvador, which is beyond the reach of the Democrats. Ironically, the guy who runs El Salvador is more loyal to Americans and more concerned about our safety than the actual Democrat Party is. So he's taking these Tren de Aragua gang members into his prison, and Trump is paying him a fee to make it profitable for him to run that prison where he keeps thousands and thousands of gang members. Okay, so Trump's got to get them out of the country. Here's the problem. He can't leave them here because a lot of these immigration judges are liberal and there's a 10-year backlog. So all that'll happen, unfortunately, when Tom Homan and ICE round them up, the most dangerous of them, is they'll just be turned back out on the street because we don't have enough storage space for them so they can get good and dug in and good and violent and take over apartment complex after apartment complex after apartment complex while they wait for deportation. We don't have 10 years for this. Trump's right to use the Alien Enemies Act. So how's he going to do the next round if a judge is enjoining him and saying he can't do it? Well, that's our next insane thing. Suppose you're on the playground, a bully comes up to you and punches you in the face. And you look around because you got lots of friends. You got enough friends that you and your friends would take on that bully, no problem. But your friends are all cowering, hiding under the slides, behind the swing set. And what happens? Well, the bully comes up and hits you again and again and again with increasing frequency. That's exactly what's happening right now. Because, folks, let me tell you something. All hell is going to break loose when Trump voters realize what is emboldening these liberal judges and why the numbers of these injunctions and pauses and freezes is increasing. Folks, we're getting to where they're doing 2 to 3 of them a day. That's where we were this week. Because like that playground bully, they know what they're doing is unconstitutional, wrong, and has no judicial precedent going back to the founding. They know that. But what they see is Trump has no friends. By now, the Democrats would have passed all kinds of laws blocking this, and they easily can't. Because here's the thing. As Deputy's Chief of Staff Stephen Miller explained, there's over 700 of these circuit court judges. In order to enjoin, to truly stop the president from doing something on constitutional grounds, it takes 5 Supreme Court justices, not one judge somewhere in San Francisco. They can't do this, and most of them will lose. But by then, it will be too late. But what they're seeing is Trump has no friends in Congress. And the good news is they're on the verge of finding this out, that Congress is actually secretly undermining DOJ and Trump. And folks, there's a lot of ways this could end. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just called Congress out on this. And he says they need to strip the jurisdiction of the federal courts to decide cases dictating Trump's executive policies. We need this, he says. So folks don't understand this. While the Supreme Court is in the Constitution and has to exist, the circuit courts, they don't have to exist. We could wipe them out by noon tomorrow. They're not in the Constitution. In fact, they were only created by Congress as a courtesy to the Supreme Court to help them handle the large volume of cases and sift through them. They do not have this level of constitutional power, and Congress can take it back. He says, quote, "The sabotaging of President Trump's agenda by resistance judges was predictable. Why no jurisdiction stripping bills teed up at the onset of this Congress?" Folks, people haven't even sponsored these. The Republican leadership has no intention of backing Trump on two fronts. Number one, the deportations. All Congress has to say is, yes, we support Trump, deporting using the Alien Enemies Act. He can do that. Oh, yeah. And Trump can eliminate entire agencies, too. Ron DeSantis was asked about this. Congress has the authority to strip jurisdiction of the federal courts to decide these cases in the first place. And he was asked, well, okay, but don't they need two-thirds vote in the Senate? And he says, no, Congress can do this. They just have to attach it to one of the 2 to 3 must-pass bills that go through every year. They only require 50 plus one. DeSantis would know. He used to be a member of Congress. Well, he's not the only one talking. Senator Josh Hawley's coming at it another way. He wants Congress to strip federal judges' authority to issue nationwide injunctions. He writes on Twitter, Congress needs to roll back the nationwide injunction. These district court judges are out of control. What does that mean? Well, a nationwide injunction is a court order issued by a federal district court that halts the enforcement of a federal law or policy by the president across the entire country, not just concerning the specific parties involved in the case, which is really all the authority that these circuit court judges have. They don't have nationwide authority like the Supreme Court does. Remember this, they are district court judges. They rule in their district. They're only supposed to rule on cases in their district. They have conjured up out of thin air this idea that they have this nationwide injunction power. All that needs to happen is for Congress to slap it down. So they could go that way too. You strip judges of that, they can't stop Trump. Again, yet another creative way Congress could do this. And again, it could be attached to must-pass legislation. But what's so astonishing, as DeSantis said, there's not a single damn one of these bills even filed. What does this tell me personally? Well, it tells me what the Democrats can see. There's actually a massive schism between Donald Trump and these Republicans. Very little has changed since the podcast I did, in which, to my horror, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson was actually caucusing, huddling with the Democrats to get spending bills passed in December. He wasn't even bothering with the Republicans, which is how we ended up with that 1,500-page monstrosity. The Democrats smell weakness, just like a bully. And so now every liberal judge is trying to make a name for themselves, in joining Trump, stopping Trump. Folks, again, we are never going to have another meaningful Trump or Republican presidency in our lifetimes. The president will simply sit in the White House and do nothing. And if he does, he'll be immediately stopped. Folks, this is going to come to a head, and it's going to be very ugly. Because if you notice something else, the Republicans this week, folks, and this gets.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just to insane thing number four. Did you notice something else? Chuck Schumer saved that CR bill, and the Democrats are wailing on him. It is the single stupidest and most insane thing I've ever seen the Democrats do. Chuck Schumer was a genius to cobble together 8 votes plus himself to get that CR passed. Do you know what that continuing resolution is? It is, folks, Nancy Pelosi's budget, exactly. It's the Democrats' budget with a record-setting deficit tacked onto it. These aren't our priorities. This funds all that liberal gobbledygook. Everything Doge cut, refunded in that budget. Folks, do you realize something? Nancy Pelosi has not been the speaker since 2022. The Republicans are still passing her budget. Understand this. This is why Kevin McCarthy was thrown out by the Republicans. And now Mike Johnson is doing it. So Schumer was absolutely brilliant to do this. Do you know why? When you spend at that level, you know what it's going to do? It's going to lock in inflation. And guess who's going to get to blame for it? Yep, the Democrats ran up the bill and Trump's getting the blame in the midterms. But Trump didn't want the fight with the Republicans. I suspect part of it is just because he needed some funding. They did put some funding in there for immigration enforcement. But folks, even that was pathetic. $440 million. That's nothing. Not compared to the size of the scope. They needed $23 to $25 billion to deport just what Biden bought in. And we actually know that because of an estimate by BlackRock for, you know, they wanted to run. They were going to do 500,000 a month deported. They said they could do it. They could wanted a contract. They're trying to cut it with Trump. So this keeps even the illegals here. Folks, when you don't see Republicans rushing through legislation when they control both houses to at least deport the Tren de Aragua gang members and protect Trump there, folks, that is literally insane. They're as crazy as the Democrats. Count on that. Now, notice something else. Where are, okay, we know the leadership's evil. Thune and Speaker Mike Johnson. Don't let them fool you. They're both stone cold evil. But where are the other Republicans screaming at them? Where's that? Folks, they are united in their silence to allow judges to do this. And folks, you would think, okay, Tren de Aragua, this is going to make us really popular, right? I mean, people, and actually, I just saw the polling as I'm recording this. Those flights that Trump did that got, you know, the judge tried to turn him around, Trump to fight him, 56% approval for Trump on that. This is a winning issue. This is a winning issue for any congressman who does it, and yet they're sitting on their hands. It is one of the most insane things I've ever seen, just like the Democrats turning on Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer was brilliant. I mean, why wouldn't you cobble together the votes in the Senate to pass this thing? It's literally Nancy Pelosi's budget. It is the largest deficit ever accumulated by Congress, $2 trillion, and it virtually ensures there'll be inflation on the increase by the midterms. Total win for the Democrats. Folks, they're just so insane with frothing rage that they want Schumer to stop Trump and shut down the government just to embarrass him. But Schumer sees the bigger win is just passing Nancy Pelosi's budget again. So, folks, as far as politics goes, I've never seen the Democrats do something that dumb. Schumer smart. The Democrats acting really stupid there. That's insane. Democrats are never dumb. But look, don't let this get you down, because we're on the cusp of voters figuring out who's really empowering those judges. And it's the Republicans in Congress. There's going to be outrage when Americans figure it out. And by the way, for those of you who are thinking, well, can't we impeach those judges? No. No, the impeachment happens in the House, but in the Senate, it takes a 2/3 vote. That is a non-starter. It's a waste of time. We need to do what DeSantis and Hawley are recommending, and we need to do it now. Insane thing number three, magic money. Folks, this is one of the craziest things I've ever heard. This is from Ted Cruz's podcast. He had Elon Musk on talking about the 14 magic money computers Doge has found.
One of the things you told me about is what you called magic money computers at the Treasury. So tell us about it, because I never heard of that until you brought that up.
Okay, so you may think that the government computers all talk to each other, they synchronize, they add up what funds are going somewhere, and it's coherent. And that the numbers, for example, that you're presented as a senator are actually the real numbers.
One would think.
They're not.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they're not totally wrong, but they're probably off by 5% or 10% in some cases. So I call a magic money computer any computer which can just make money out of thin air. That's magic money.
So how does that work?
It just issues payments.
And you said there's something like 11 of these computers at Treasury that are sending out trillions in payments?
They're mostly at Treasury. Some are, but there's some at HHS, some at, there's one, one or two at State, there's some at DOD. I think we found now 14 magic money computers.
14, okay.
They just send money out of nothing.
Insane thing number two. We already knew it was the crime of the century. Gain-of-function technology that, number one, weaponizes viruses that aren't already dangerous in nature and teaches them to jump to humans so as to kill. Transferring that technology to the Chinese Communist Party, which did not have it, is one of the greatest crimes against humanity ever committed. committed. It was overseen by Echo Health Alliance and Anthony Fauci, who funded it to the tune of $6 million. We've since learned that Pentagon was directly involved, funding the Wuhan lab gain-of-function technology transfer and the development of the weaponized viruses with $52 million. We then found out another matching $52 million came from U.S. aid, an absolute war against humanity. And over 1 million Americans are dead. Yes, millions worldwide. It's mass murder. Now, you could see why the American government would lie about that, why they'd cover it up and deny that the origin was the Wuhan lab, right? Because they've, quite frankly, committed crimes that they should be tried for. But what we learned this week was even more shocking, that we weren't the only government that lied, that knew the virus came out of the Wuhan lab and knew how it got there and lied to their people. Germany knew from the beginning. The German intelligence services not only lied to German citizens, but censored it, just like America did, just like our intel agencies did. Then the next shocker, the UK, same thing, knew from the beginning that the virus didn't come from the wet lab, but instead came from inside the Wuhan lab. They did the same thing, the censorship, the lying to their people. Why would Germany and the UK do this? Again, I get why the US government would do it. Why would they do it? And folks, if you look at this, obviously the reason for the release, and I believe it was deliberately released given the timing of the COVID virus, was to destroy Trump's economy and defeat him. In the process, they destroyed the world economy. Never forget that, including the European economy. And apparently Europe was cool with that. At least Germany and the UK were, lied to their own citizens. You know what that begins to look like, folks? That begins to look like a war by the chief components of NATO, not against Russia, who they were formed to create a bulwark against. No. A war by them in concert with the Chinese and the Democrats against, well, populists. The half of America that supports Trump, the populist movements around the world. In other words, it looks like the premier NATO countries have taken on the cast of Russia, which they were once, you know, tasked with protecting the Democrat world, the Western world from. It's kind of terrifying if you think about it, if you think about the scope of what we're up against. And you know what else is stunning? If they knew that the virus came from the Wuhan lab and they knew how it got there, then why were they cool with so many of their own citizens being killed by our government? They never issued so much as a tersely written press release, a condemning statement. They hid it from their own people. Folks, the implications of that. Finally, insane thing number one. And I'm recording this one Friday morning. The rest of the podcast, a lot of it was recorded Thursday afternoon. So this is an update to the beginning of the podcast, but it is the most insane thing this week. Ron DeSantis, God bless him, the governor of Florida, is in a frenzy. Three interviews in the last 24 hours calling out the Republicans in Congress. Folks, he's not making any friends doing this. Trust me. And he's one of the few doing it. Saying, folks, we are in a constitutional crisis because of these federal judges. And the things they are doing, they do not have the power to do. And it's only getting worse. And he's calling out exactly who should be called out here, the Republican Party.
The principle is, are we ruled by the consent of the governed under elections and under a written constitution? Or are we ruled by a district judge in D.C., Hawaii, wherever the hell they can shop for a judge to find somebody? And then that trumps everything that is in the Constitution in terms of executive powers, because that's what they'll keep doing if you let that happen.
He's right. It's a coup. It's a judicial coup. And folks, inside the DNC, in the halls of Congress, Democrats are laughing their butts off at us because they know these judges don't have this power. Here's why. There's 94 of these districts across the country. And these districts are geographically specific. Judges are only supposed to rule on cases within their geography. They do not have the power to do nationwide injunctions that stop Trump or Doge from looking for fraud. And they know it.
Forget about just whether a judge should even be involved in this to begin with. Clearly, if you have one case, judge rules against the government, that shouldn't be a nationwide injunction where the government can't act. So the U.S. Supreme Court could reel that in if they wanted to, and maybe they will.
Yeah, but if you look at Amy Coney Barrett, the direction she's going in, but she's going to be one of the liberals. Give her two more years. And John Roberts, well, he's already been in a dust up with Trump this week. But it doesn't matter. And that's what DeSantis won't shut up about. Somebody needs to explain this to Trump voters so they can understand why this is happening. Folks, the Democrats are our enemies, but right now they're not our primary enemy. The GOP leadership is, and they shouldn't be allowed to hide from this. Right now, and I think some of this is misdirection, some members of Congress are talking about, oh, we should impeach these judges. That's just stupid. For starters, it would take two-thirds votes in the Senate. Ron DeSantis actually has a better idea. Eliminate their judgeships entirely. Don't bother with impeachment.
Congress has the authority to strip the courts of jurisdiction over certain issues. They can say you can't hear any case involving the removal of an illegal alien or the removal of certain classes. They could do that if they wanted to do it. They haven't done that. They haven't been aggressive on it, but that's plain in the Constitution. When Jefferson became president, they had problems with judges. They just eliminated these judgeships that they had problems with. They didn't even bother. So like none of these courts exist as a matter, other than the Supreme Court, none of the other courts even exist as a matter of constitutional right. That's purely the discretion of Congress to create and then set the jurisdiction.
Folks, I think a lot of people don't realize that the circuit courts, even the appellate courts, these federal courts, they're not in the Constitution. Congress created them with a 50 plus one vote. They can uncreate them anytime they want. They could do it by noon today if they wanted to. They could eliminate all of them. They created them as a courtesy to the Supreme Court to handle the workload. But no one district need even exist. And because these courts aren't in the Constitution, Congress can set the parameters for what they hear and what they don't hear. In other words, if they want Trende Aragua sent out of this country to El Salvador, we can make that happen by noon today. We can get these judges out of Trump's way.
If you look at how our government, not just on immigration, on everything, how our constitutional system has really been transfigured in a bad way over many, many decades. The root of the problem is Congress's fecklessness. The reason why you have these judges doing what they're doing, because Congress has not used the authority in the Constitution to take political issues away from the courts and make sure that that's reserved in the executive branch. So I don't know. I mean, basically, if Congress isn't going to do anything, then you're hoping that the U.S. Supreme Court will ultimately put the kibosh on this. And maybe they will. And I think that the arguments that the Trump administration will put forward are the right arguments. But I've also seen them put forward the right arguments already. And the Supreme Court has not been willing to adopt those arguments yet. But if they don't put the kibosh on this, then you're just going to have 4 years of trying to find the most liberal judge you can, file a lawsuit. They'll say nationwide injunction. And then your hands are tied from doing the job that the American people elected the president to do.
So bottom line, every single member of Congress, every last one, if I was in Congress, this is what I'd be doing right now. Hell, I've already would have done it. Sponsor legislation. Any member of Congress could do it. Sponsor legislation stripping the ability to put a nationwide injunction on anything from district court judges, and also taking away any kind of ruling ability they have on Trump's, you know, cutting positions, Trump's cutting agencies, DOGE cutting agencies, strip all that, and no immigration rulings. Trump can deport whoever he sees fit. Problem solved. And folks, any Republican who has not either sponsored this legislation or co-sponsored it, somebody else sponsored it, that's fine too. They're part of the problem. Oh, and here's the dirty little secret that Ron DeSantis, who himself is an attorney, laid out on in a second interview with Laura Ingraham.
We're talking about the courts. You know the courts as good as anyone.
Limit the jurisdiction.
Congress can limit the jurisdiction of the courts. That is plain in the Constitution. It doesn't require 67 votes in the Senate. You can attach it to a CR. You can attach it to a must-pass bill. And here's the thing. If somehow you tried to do that and maybe it just didn't work, then I think our voters would at least understand. They're not even trying any of this stuff.
It's infuriating.
We knew these leftist judges were going to do what they're doing. Everybody predicted that. President Trump knew that. This was one where the Congress is basically, and what are they? They're on 2 weeks of vacation now. Really? That must be nice.
Yeah.
I think they got a lot of work to do.
So why isn't Trump calling on them to do this? You know, I got to wonder about Ron DeSantis going around and saying this. You know why? He, Trump, and his wife, Casey, were golfing just 2 weeks ago. I wonder if he didn't send DeSantis out to do this for him. He doesn't want to antagonize the Republican Congress. But folks, it is becoming very, very clear, especially the House, that there is an antagonistic relationship here. I mean, when you have Mike Johnson again crafting that 1,500-page monstrosity over December with the Democrats, shutting the Republicans out, the Democrats got to look at it, the Republicans didn't. You have him funding censorship of right-wing media along with the Democrats. I think this relationship could quickly turn antagonistic. I think that Mike Johnson is barely a Republican or just so weak it doesn't matter. And I think Trump's trying, this is why he's now begging Supreme Court. But here's the really terrifying things, folks. You don't want the Supreme Court creating precedent that these judges can do this out of thin air. That actually hurts Trump's position. And I think there's a 50-50 chance you're going to get it from the fascist on the court, Amy Coney Barrett and John Roberts. I mean, I wouldn't push this to the Supreme Court at all. I would try to find a way to get it through Congress. Now, the good news here is that they are going to be exposed soon, hopefully. And here's, folks, this is why I talk so much about this on my show. I know a lot of people use me for show prep. I know they use this podcast for show prep. The talkers and influencers have got to start explaining this and stop this handholding of these Republicans. Stop letting them come on and do these interviews. Oh, no, the judges are so mean. It's not the judge. The judges, folks, the frequency of these rulings and the ridiculousness of them, as I demonstrated earlier in the podcast, are increasing. They're emboldened. And Senator Josh Hawley has exactly the right way to do this. He has sponsored legislation in the Senate for that nationwide injunction. And listen here, he brilliantly explains, no, this is not limiting the power of the courts. The courts don't have this power. They have seized it from the executive. They've seized it from Congress. And Congress is letting them have it so that they don't have to do the nasty work of pleasing their illegal immigration-loving donors by reining in Trump themselves. Here's Senator Josh Hawley on the legislation that he has sponsored.
What these courts are doing, these district courts, is wrong. It is unconstitutional. I want to be real clear. To me, this isn't about Congress taking away power courts currently have. This is about Congress reforming and stopping the abuse. They do not have the authority to go out and to say, Mr. President, you can't do this. Congress can make that clear. We need to do it right this second.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.